So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
That's right. Thank you, COVID-19. I am going to talk about the positive things that have happened and are happening because of COVID-19. Believe it or not, there are a lot of good things happening. Stay tuned. Before we get started, I want to tell you about Route 24 Ale House. If you haven't been out there yet, you have got to get out there. They got some of the best wings, burgers, and of course, all the stuff on tap. Route 24 Ale House, visit them at route24alehouse.com or go call, you know, if you want delivery or whatever, you call them up, 443-922-7981. Again, that's 443-922-7981. And, of course, if you want to go there and sit down and relax and have some good food, they're at 2A Bel Air South Parkway in Bel Air, Maryland. Again, that's 2A Bel Air South Parkway in Bel Air, right there across from the Festival at Bel Air. You can't miss them. Again, Route 24 Ale House. If you want some great food and some great drinks, tell them Rich from Harford County Living sent you.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
What a crazy year. Oh, yeah. COVID-19, the pandemic. You know, I try to look at everything with a positive view. And when you look at this pandemic, look at all the positive stuff that has come out of it. And just to give you an example, the restaurants. Okay, restaurants and bars took a very big hit, when this first started. They had to shut down. Yeah, waitresses, bartenders, waiters, they all rely on tips. At least a majority of them do. So without them working, of course, they weren't making any tips. Some of them have overcome and adapted, just like a lot of the group businesses did. Just for an example, I saw a bartender, and what he was doing, because, of course, the restaurant couldn't be open. However, before they opened back up, what he was doing, he was offering online classes. He was teaching people at home how to make their own mixed drinks. And of course, they had to pay. They had to pay for the class. That's something good that happened with that. Now, the funny thing is, that bartender, when the restaurants opened back up, I think the partial, they were allowed to have carry out. Nobody could come in and eat. So, the one good thing here in Harford County, what they were doing is drinks. You could order drinks and they would be delivered, or you could pick them up. So as an extra bonus, this restaurant allowed the bartender to feature a drink of the day. And if you purchased that drink, he would also call you and do a live chat and show you how he made the drink. And they would send the ingredients home with you. I mean, you got the drink already made, but they would also send granted, not the alcohol. My understanding is not the alcohol, but some of these things have like bitters, limes, whatever, which is actually pretty cool. Yeah, it's thinking outside the box, and that's a good thing. Now you're starting to see, restaurants are open back up, but you're starting to see these bartenders, or at least this guy is. I've seen a couple other ones doing it now. They're still doing the same thing. They more or less started their own business doing online classes, and that's great. I mean, that's an awesome thing. Another thing you're seeing is a lot of your retail shops, and when I say retail, I mean your local ones, they took a big hit because, you know, social distancing, they couldn't have as many people in the store. Unfortunately, you did see some of these stores shut down. Now, let me rephrase that. They shut down the physical store. So the brick and mortar is no longer there. But what they did was went all online. And some of them didn't have online shopping before. So now a couple of them have shut down, and all they're doing is offering online shopping. They don't have all that overhead like they did with the brick and mortar, and they're still keeping busy. They're still fulfilling orders. And actually, before the partial opening now, they were actually keeping busier because of that. See, there are a lot of good positive things that have come out of this. Another thing is, and I'm a culprit for this, you know, a lot of the virtual conversations. I know with the Chamber, we've been meeting virtually. Our Lions Club, we've been meeting virtually. But what I really love, I have family that lives over in England. One of my things on my bucket list, and my bucket list is very small. Basically, I guess you could say two things. I would like to go to Iceland, and I've always wanted the Bennett boys to get together just to have a good time. I don't fly, and a lot of them live in England. Unfortunately, my brother passed away, so we all couldn't get together. But those of us that are still around, we did it virtually. And it was supposed to be a happy hour, and we've done it a few times. Happy hour turned into a happy 6 hours. But, oh, my God, it was a blast. And you think about this. Years ago, we wouldn't have been able to do this virtually. There was no such thing as Facebook or virtual calls or anything like that. And I think a lot more people have connected over the internet and through social media because of this. I know for one, I mean, I have, oh, God, made contacts with a lot more people, especially people that I served in the Marine Corps with. You know, you have all this time on your hands now. Now, keep in mind, I've been busier. I've been recording more podcasts. I've been doing a lot more since this pandemic hit. And I think a lot of people, especially service workers, office workers, a lot of them have been keeping busy. They're working from home. They're adapting. And I think a lot of your businesses that have people working remotely are going to realize that, or are they? Maybe they already have realized that that's the way to go. Again, you're cutting down on a lot of your overhead costs. If you have employees that can do the work from home, I think they're going to be able to get a lot more done. My wife does it, and she does. She gets a lot more done, I believe. Yeah. Another thing, look at the teaching, virtual teaching. It's going great for some kids. Some kids it's not, but for a lot of kids it is. And I think in a way, sometimes they get that one-on-one too. And that's something you don't see a lot in public school or even college. You don't see a lot of the one-on-one. Yeah, but I think they're getting that with the virtual school. So there are some good things that have come out of this. Another thing, look at how many things people have been getting done around the house. I mean, my next door neighbor, wow, she has been going to town. They've gotten so much done around their house. It's amazing. And she's an artist. It's amazing what she does already. But some of the stuff they have, actually everything they've done there, it's great. I've finally actually been able to get some stuff around my house. I'm finally getting drywall put up. Now I'm you know, I've redone the studio because we were meeting in person. Now I'm recording everything from my home studio, and which I'll get into in a minute here too. So that's another positive thing that has come out of this. Another thing that I would like to talk now, this is positive on for me, my sponsors. I was worried that I was going to lose sponsors. Some of them have come up for renewal, and I thought for sure because of the pandemic, they weren't going to renew. Well, needless to say, they have. And to make it even better, we are launching some new things. I have Tar Heel Construction Group is going to be sponsoring a new podcast that I'm going to be doing. And that's going to be once a month, featuring nothing but either military veterans, their families or spouses, or active military. Just talking about, you know, things we've done in the military, whatever they want to talk about. And that, I'm doing that for a couple reasons. Number one, I think a lot of people that have served that are suffering from, you know, PTSD, other types of mental illness or whatever, I feel that if they are able to talk to somebody else about it, besides a doctor, I think it helps them. But I also think that it would help those people that are already in or that are thinking about going into the military. It'll help them as well. And the other part is, of course, those people wanting to go into the military, if they hear from people that have served or that are in currently, I think that's going to, you know, open up their eyes and they're going to be able to find out a lot more. Because unfortunately, you have a lot of people that want to go into the military and they talk to people that have never served and they don't have a clue on what's going on in the military. And I just think that'll help. And that's one of the podcasts I'm going to be launching. Another podcast that I'm going to be producing, which is launching next year, 2021, is because I've been getting a lot of authors on. I have two friends of mine, two authors, and they're going to be launching a podcast that I'm going to be producing for them. So, you know, stay tuned for that one. That's going to be great. That's going to be a monthly podcast where they're going to have different authors on. Now, the other big thing, the studio I talked about, because I haven't been able to record in person, but thanks to Freedom Federal Credit Union, I'm able to do that. That's right, because now everything is coming from the Freedom Federal Credit Union studios. And it's because of them that I can keep this going. So all positive stuff that has come out of this for me. And I'd like to hear from all of you listening. Tell me some of the positive things that have happened to you that are happening, you know, because of this pandemic. I know there's some negative things. I don't want to hear about the negative things. We hear about negativity all the time. Let's hear the positive things. Okay, contact me. If you want to come on and talk about it, I would love to have you on. You know, because I think that's something that more people need to hear about is all the positive things that have happened to them during COVID. You watch, I guarantee you, you're seeing it already. How many people are expecting? Funny, you get blizzards, we have a pandemic, whatever. I mean, and then all of a sudden we have a baby boom. You know, which is great. I love it. I think it's a fantastic thing. Like I said, there's a lot of good, positive things going on. And I think it's going to, matter of fact, I know things are going to be better because, you know, humanity has been able to overcome and adapt during this pandemic. And we're not going to let it kick us in the tail. Yeah. Now, granted, I know there are conspiracy theorists out there. There are people that think it's not real, think, you know, and so forth. But whether it is or not, the good thing is people realize if there's a virus and you're sick, stay home. Yeah, a lot of business owners, if you're sick, if you call up, they get mad. They want you to come in anyways. No, stay home. You know, it's better to stay safe and be healthy. And, you know, be smart about it. So again, let me know your story and we're going to get it on there. And it feels good to be back. Yes, I took some time off just because I've been recording like crazy and these other podcasts that I'm doing. And of course, now I'm doing a monthly one for the chamber. It's been pretty crazy. And speaking of which, in case you forgot, I was running a contest. If you left your review, I was going to pick a winner at the end of summer, and they were going to either win a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House, and of course, if they didn't live in the state, then they were going to get a $25 gift card to Amazon. Well, I want to congratulate Kate Rodriguez because she won, so she gets a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House. And for those of you in the county, and for those of you that, you know, visit our county, make sure you stop there. Route 24 Ale House up in Bel Air. It's actually right next to the Festival of Bel Air of 24. Great wings and all kinds of beer on tap. So, you know, make sure you get up there and, you know, stop by there. It's great. There's a lot of great places here in Harford County to visit and even better people. The people here are phenomenal. I've met so many great people, and I know I'm going to meet a lot more. So make sure you visit a lot of these places and even the history. There's a lot of great historical places to visit here in Harford County. Havre de Grace, God, I love going up there all the time. Walk around the promenade, you know, go to the lighthouse, and also the Lockhouse Museum, the rocks. There's just so much delirium dendril. Oh, man. Anyways, we'll talk about all that stuff on another podcast. So, again, send me your positive thoughts or anything positive has, you know, happened to you during this pandemic. And if you would like to come on to the show, it is free to come on. I encourage anybody to come on, even if you don't live here in Harford County. You know, I just want all positive stuff on here. Whether it's to talk about your business, a book you've written, a song you've written, you know, a job promotion you got. I don't care. Everybody's got a story. Contact me at rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com. And we're going to sit down and talk. I'd like to remind everybody, please leave me a review. And, of course, buy me a coffee. That's right. If you listen to me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever platform, please leave me a review. If you cannot leave a review on the platform you're listening to me on, then just go to podchaser.com, search for Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, and you can leave me a review there. All the reviews that I gather, later on I'm going to be doing another contest. So all the reviews that are there, I'm going to pick somebody at random, and they're going to win. Also, you can buy me a coffee. That's right. Go to buymeacoffee.com/HarCoLiving and buy me a coffee. Actually, all you're doing is you're making a donation to the show so I can keep it up and going. I think you can make a donation as low as $3. If you want to do a monthly donation or you want to do it annually, you can do it that way. For those people that do an annual donation, I'm going to be sending you something very special. So again, that's buymeacoffee.com/HarCoLiving.